first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Steve Blades talks about self-managed encampments.
In light of the continuing need for emergency sheltering for California's homeless residents, the model of a self-managed transitional encampment now seems a practical way forward for several good reasons. On a social level, the folks who would bring this camp to life will be carving out a place for themselves in a community that has all but abandoned any meaningful attempt to provide shelter for its homeless residents. On an economic level, a moderately sized encampment could assume the responsibility for providing emergency shelter for as many as 150 homeless, and would do so at a fraction of the cost of existing government-sponsored encampments. And on a human level, the opportunity to take control of their own destinies would bring with it a rebirth of the individual dignity and feelings of personal self-worth, which are the birthright of every citizen. I am reminded that our country's history is replete with examples of a displaced or ostracized group of people who created a community in which they could survive and thrive. A self-managed and community-supported encampment can be a place for our homeless residents to create that and more, and do so without calling upon the public purse to pay the freight. That in itself is noteworthy and laudable in a time when so little concern and far too few dollars are being devoted to providing a hand up rather than a handout.
Steve Blades is a Santa Cruz resident and homeless shelter coordinator. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.